It is April 26th, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. This morning, Cboe Global Markets ran their opening bell in celebration of 50 years of option trading. It is not only 50 years for Cboe, or CBOE, but also for the options industry and the CBOE Clearing Corporation, which became the Options Clearing Corporation at the insistence of the SEC. Congratulations to the CBOE and OCC on their 50-year anniversaries and all the pioneers that made it happen. One of the key people who made it happen was the chairman of the Chicago Board of Trade when the idea of an equity options exchange was first brought to the CBOT Board of Directors. That man was William Maller Sr., a former employer of mine. I have written a piece this morning titled, A Forgotten Rogue CBOT Chairman Who Helped Launch the CBOE and the Options Industry, to tell his story and explain why I think he is a Futures Industry Hall of Fame member to me. Ever gotten into a pickle with the NFA? Well, watch out. The NFA is upping their pickle game. The NFA recently held its first ever staff pickleball tournament with over 50 staff attending the event. The staff also donated canned goods to the Greater Chicago Food Depository, and over 100 pieces were donated on behalf of the NFA. Nice work, picklers. Tradier and MyX are holding a trading innovation event on May 3rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The event will show you how to capitalize on market volatility. For more information and to register, click on a link in today's newsletter. Thank you to MyX for their hospitality last night at a private gathering on the first night of the Options Industry Conference. Thank you also to the FIA Tech for sponsoring the food and refreshments yesterday afternoon with live music for people to enjoy after they gathered their registration materials at the conference. According to OCC sources, the Grand Hyatt in Nashville was not even built in 2019 when NASDAQ selected it as the site for this year's Options Industry Conference. The hotel is built, though some green space behind it never did get completed due to the pandemic. A word of caution, if you go to Hattie B's in Nashville for the hot chicken and select mild, your idea of mild, or I should say, my idea of mild and Hattie's might not be the same. Wow. CME Group Inc. today reported record financial results for the first quarter of 2023. The exchange reported the highest quarterly adjusted net income and adjusted earnings per share ever. View the news release with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the story mentioned earlier. A forgotten rogue CBOT chairman who helped launch the CBOE and the options industry. In the late 1960s, there were two rogue candidates who ran for the role of chairman of Chicago's leading futures exchanges. One was Leo Melamed, head of the Young Turks at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and the other was William Maller Sr., the youngest man ever elected chairman of the Chicago Board of Trade. This infusion of young blood into these stodgy organizations would transform Chicago's financial markets and change the course of its place in the global financial markets. Melamed would lead the creation of the International Monetary Market, a separate exchange that would later be rolled back into the CME. Melamed's accomplishments during his career are legendary. You can read the rest of this commentary on johnlothiannews.com. Here's another video from our FIA Boca coverage. Cloud Margin CEO Stuart Connolly and John Lothian News discuss the growth of the collateral management platform and how it meets the needs of the cleared OTC markets. Stuart Connolly, CEO at Cloud Margin, was interviewed by John Lothian News at the FIA International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida. Connolly talked about the growth of the firm, its single instance collateral management platform, and its evolution to meet the needs of the cleared OTC markets. Cloud Margin recently closed on a strong fiscal year with revenue growth and new clients. He said Cloud Margin has had a strong growth narrative that has given the company momentum over the last 24 to 36 months. It kind of just has a gravitational pull, Connolly said, where more clients can see what we're doing, what we're solving for the industry. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. We also have an episode of Option Discovery. Option Discovery, episode 16, Into Algorithmic Trading. Experienced algo trader and chief investment strategist at Blackthorn Capital Management breaks down algo trading for options with JLN's Alex Tang. In this episode of Options Discovery, Alex Tang introduces the concept of algorithmic trading in the world of options. Alex then sits down with Scott Morris, the chief investment strategist of Blackthorn Capital Management, to dig deeper into the history of algorithmic trading for options and how it is implemented today. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, Black-Scholes at 50, how a pricing model for options changed finance. Formula supported the development of trading in the instruments after Chicago Board Options Exchange launch. This is by Donald McKenzie, a professor. Fierce hostility was the first reaction to the Chicago Board of Trade's proposal to set up an organized market in stock options in the early 1970s. There was absolutely unsurmountable obstacles, said one Securities and Exchange Commission official, according to the board's Joe Sullivan, who tells me that the same official went so far as to make the somewhat tasteless comparison that options were held in the same regard as marijuana and thalidomide. My comment, longtime JLN subscriber, Professor Donald McKenzie in the FT. Here's another story, this one also from the Financial Times. The rapid rise of generative AI threatens to upend U.S. patent system. Intellectual property laws cannot handle possible artificial intelligence could invent things on its own. When members of the U.S. Supreme Court refused this week to hear a groundbreaking case that sought to have an artificial intelligence system named as the inventor on a patent, it appeared to lay to rest a controversial idea that could have transformed the intellectual property field. My comment, just give up. There's no beating AI. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was Twitter poses a risk to the financial system and help fuel the SVB run, says first major study to investigate the topic from Fortune. Second was University of Chicago is first to settle in financial aid price fixing lawsuit from Teen Vogue. And third was How to Buy Gold hits a Google record as crypto investors chase world's oldest asset from the Wall Street Journal. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is a press release from Cboe Global Markets. Cboe Global Markets celebrates 50th anniversary with reinvigorated brand identity and $500,000 in charitable donations. Cboe Global Markets, Inc., the world's leading derivatives and securities exchange network, today marked its 50th anniversary and kicked off celebrations to honor five decades of innovation and growth. The company will commemorate its milestone anniversary with an opening bell and closing bell ceremony on its Chicago trading floor, award its first five of $100,000 charitable donations, and launch a new creative brand campaign. Additionally, Cboe will host a series of events over the coming months in its offices around the globe in honor of its deep heritage, customers and employees, and alumni. Here's a story from Bloomberg. FTX sells LedgerX to Miami Exchange owner for $50 million. CEO of FTX vows to monetize assets to deliver recoveries. Deal subject to bankruptcy court approval in May hearing. FTX has agreed to sell LedgerX, its crypto derivatives platform, to the owner of Miami International Securities Exchange for about $50 million. LedgerX was one of the few solvent pieces of Sam Bankman-Fried's former empire. The deal would give the exchange, known as MIAX and owned by Miami International Holdings, a registered platform to expand its presence in the crypto industry. And then finally, here's a story from Bloomberg. A new generation of ultra-wealthy merges finance with tech, the new finance rich list. Step aside, Buffett. Today's money moguls are moving fast. From the Medicis to the Morgans, the business of lending, trading, or investing money has long been a path to astonishing riches. The largest fortunes go to the risk takers and innovators who are comfortable at the cutting edge of mainstream finance. To learn how such wealth is built today, Bloomberg Markets identified 25 financial titans who've ascended to the top of the list within the past decade. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.